Kiss 95.1. Catching cheaters. Damn. With the War of the Roses.
Megan, you think your 2018 could be off to a rough start? Why?
It's been a little weird this new year. My best friend Kelly, she's having a hard time with her husband, and you know, she wanted to stay over, and I let her. You know, it's over the holidays. I didn't want her to be alone, so I said okay. And it was kind of hard because my boyfriend and her, they just don't get along. The 3 years I've been with him, they've never, ever got along. Like, ever. They've always fought about something here and there. So
I've always been lucky and liked all my wife's friends. But I can imagine how difficult it is to have a friend that your significant other doesn't like.
And she's my best friend. So it was a little tough. But, you know, I said yes. And also, he's been acting real weird. We were at a New Year's Eve party, and I just saw him texting someone. It was, you know, his body language was a little weird. And I was wondering, like, who are you texting? And I asked him. He was just like, oh, no one. Which he never, I mean, yeah, he sometimes has these stupid texts with his boys here and there. But this was weird. But then I, like, let it go. You know, I'm not one to hold on to things. But he's been acting really weird. And I just really want to find out what's going on. You know, it's really bugging me.
So you guys have been together for what you said, 3 years.
3 years.
Do you think?
3 years, yeah.
Like, do you think he's just getting over the relationship, or do you feel like in your heart of hearts that there's someone else?
I don't know. You know, we've been so close, but lately he's been just so distant, and it's kind of freaking me out.
Yeah,
I don't really know what to expect, to be honest with you.
And you don't have anybody that you think it could be, a coworker, an ex?
No. He's not. I mean, no exes. All his exes are, you know, back in Georgia, where he lived before. So I don't know. This is different. This is really different. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I get it. If you're so close, now so distant, that's definitely a red flag.
Yeah,
we'll call him up. We'll see who he sends the roses to. If it's not you, keep quiet. Let's see what he says on the note, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, I'm looking for Derek, please.
This is him.
Hey, Derek, my name's Ashley. I'm calling from Flowers for You. How are you today?
I'm doing good. It's a little cold.
It is a little cold outside. Well, hopefully this will warm you up a little bit. But I have your name and number here as the winner of our Insta Tag contest. We were giving away a dozen free beautiful red roses, and one of your friends tagged you in our post, and we randomly selected your handle.
Oh, what?
Yes. So they're free of charge. There's no delivery fee. I would just need the name of someone that you'd like to send them to. And then I can also include a romantic card with the flowers as well.
Okay. All right. Send them to Kelly.
Okay. Did you say Kelly was the first name?
Kelly.
Okay.
And then I'll put a sorry about that last year was so bad. Here's to new beginnings. And who knows what the future holds with us.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me right now?
Hello?
Are you talking about Kelly? This is Megan.
Derek.
This is Megan.
Hey, bud.
What's going on?
Okay. You're on War of the Roses with the Mandy Roy and the Wren Morning Show. That was actually the Wren you were talking to.
Oh, my God.
This Kelly person?
It's Kelly. It's my best friend who apparently he hates. And I don't even know.
Wait a minute. The Kelly who's on your couch, who's married, is the Kelly who he just sent the roses to? Is that right?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Well, that makes sense that he wouldn't want to be around her in front of you. How long has that been going on for, Derek?
I thought you hated each other.
Wait. First of all, I'm not sure what's going on right now, but Megan.
Well, let me straighten it out for you. You're cheating, and your girlfriend wants to know why and how long it's been going on with her best friend.
I, it's I don't know. I thought we hated each other, but it's not that case, I guess.
You know, like, wow. Remember when you're a little kid and you're mean to the person because you have a crush? Mm-hmm. I wonder if it's like that, you know?
Wow, Derek, you made me look like a fool.
Megan, I don't know what to say.
You don't know what to say?
I'm sorry is a good start.
Did you act like you hated her more after you started hooking up with her to set Kelly off the scent so that you could continue being a cheater? Is that fair to say, Derek?
I legitimately hated the girl. I couldn't stand her. But then we started talking, man. There's a connection. I don't know. I don't know how to explain this.
On New Year's Eve, were you texting Kelly all night?
Maybe.
Oh, my God. I can't.
Oh, Derek, no, there's no way you're going to repair this. I mean, yeah. Come on, dude. Don't even sit here and beg because you're going to look dumb. And I will say, Megan, we've done a lot of War of the Roses, and Roy and Loren, this one hurts deep for some reason.
Well, it stings because you're, I would assume, about to lose a best friend and your boyfriend. I mean, I would think that she wouldn't want to talk to Kelly.
It's so out of the blue, and it all kind of adds up. Like, her husband thought she was cheating, so told her to get out and go sleep on the couch. And it turns out she's cheating with Megan's boyfriend.
Right in front of my eyes. Right,
this is terrible.
Yeah.
You guys, thank you so much for opening my eyes in 2018, because I don't know if I would have, I don't know how long this would have lasted for, honestly. Derek, you made me look like a fool. I don't ever want to hear from you ever again. Ever.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Email us mornings at kiss951.com. Home.